All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, I know plenty of eyes in the college football world are going to be zeroing in on the college football playoff, but there are still some very good bowl matchups in the New Year's Six circuit. And I want to start off with a contest that will take place this Friday night in Miami, as you're going to have the sixth-ranked Michigan Wolverines with a record of 10-2 out of the Big Ten Conference taking on the 11th-ranked Florida State Seminoles with a record of 9-3 representing the Atlantic Coast Conference. And you look at this season, and Michigan was extremely, and I mean extremely close to making the college football playoff. You look at their two losses, a heartbreaker on the road as they lost by a last-second field goal to Iowa, and then, of course, the epic to end the regular season as they fell in Columbus to the Ohio State Buckeyes. But you look at the job that head football coach Jim Harbaugh has done in just 2 years to bring Michigan back to prominence. And I think the Wolverines are going to be up to have a big-time performance in this contest. You look at quarterback Wilson Spate, and you also look at this defense, which is number two in the nation behind Alabama. And I mean, Michigan can really get after opponents, and on both sides of the ball, there's a very big dose of physicality in the trenches on both the O-line and the defensive line as well. 49 team sacks this year along with 12 interceptions. 44 team sacks this year to go along with 12 interceptions. But it just gives you an idea of how Harbaugh has really changed the culture in Ann Arbor in a very short period of time. Now, it's been a down season for Florida State. They don't have the team that we were accustomed to seeing for the past few years, but they still had a solid year in the ACC. And you look at head coach Jimbo Fisher, I really don't think that he gets the credit that he deserves for the job that he has done in Tallahassee. He has a young quarterback in DeAndre Francois that was really coming into his own. But I look at this playmaker at running back, Dalvin Cook, and what more than likely would be his final game for Florida State, as he could opt out and head to the NFL draft. And what is he going to be able to do when the rubber meets the road? And I'm talking about him, with his physicality as a runner and speed, going up against this tenacious Michigan defense. Now, the Noles can get after opponents defensively as well. You look at defensive lineman DeMarcus Walker, who has 15 sacks of his own this season, and I guarantee you he has the potential to be a first-round pick in next year's NFL draft. I think this is going to be a tremendous game between two teams that are looking to begin 2017 in the top five of the polls, but I'm going to take Michigan in this one by the score of 30-20. And then on January 2nd, it's really a return of the Blue Bloods, as you're going to have the ninth-ranked USC Trojans with a record of 9-3 out of the Pac-12 Conference taking on the fifth-ranked Penn State Nittany Lions, who have a record of 11-2, and they are the champions of the Big Ten. And this is going to be the granddaddy of them all, as these two teams will meet in Pasadena for the Rose Bowl. Now, when you think about the Rose Bowl, you think about the spectacle that it is, and you think about the USC Trojans as they are making their record 34th appearance in this game. Now, for Penn State, this is their third appearance. These two teams did meet several years ago, where USC did get the most of Penn State on that day. But you look at these two teams and the turnarounds that they have enjoyed under their head coaches. You look both guys, I'm talking about Clay Helton at USC, and of course James Franklin at Penn State, really took over tough situations. Of course, Penn State was coming off of sanctions, and USC, they had come off of sanctions, and they were several coaches removed from those sanctions. But you look at a guy like Clay Helton, he really wasn't a hire that really got people stoked and got their emotions behind him. And as USC began this season with a record of 1-3, people really wanted to see him fired, because he was definitely on the hot seat out there in Los Angeles. But he made the change to the redshirt freshman at quarterback and Sam Darnold, and the rest is history, as his offense has gotten life. And I guarantee you, Sam Darnold wants to go out there and make a name for himself in this game, as he wants to put himself in the Heisman mix for 2017. But you have a quarterback on the other side that wants to do the same thing as well in Trace McSorley. And I look for Penn State to try to come out there and really use their playmakers on offense. And I'm talking about both McSorley and running back Saquon Barkley. But when you think about USC, you think about athletes, and they have tremendous athletes on both sides of the ball. Adoree Jackson returning kicks as well as being a cornerback. Then you also look at Ronald Jones and Justin Davis at running back, and then also Juju Smith-Schuster at wide receiver. Now, USC is not going to be intimidated by the Rose Bowl. They've been practicing at Heritage Hall. It's right there in LA. They're going to make the short trek from Pasadena, and I guarantee you the fans are going to be in full effect. But make no mistake about it, Penn State is not going out west to get embarrassed, and James Franklin is a darn good head coach, which means that we should be in store for a very good football game on January 2nd. But it's the Rose Bowl and it's Pasadena, and it is very tough to go against USC, as they have won more Rose Bowl games than any other school. And thus I'm going to take the men of Troy by the score of 38-34. So those are some interesting games to look at coming up, folks. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement of this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 17 in the NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.